St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1-9. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. What was it? What really happened? His face radiant, glowing, bright like the sun. His clothes white as light. Those are Matthew's words. White as light. What is that? The eyes of Peter, James, and John were fixed, riveted on Jesus. There's a song I learned in the civil rights movement. I think the song comes from an Afro-American spiritual. It's called, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. When I first heard this song, it was when the civil rights workers were very, very discouraged. It looked like the racism and the violence of men like Governor George Wallace and Police Chief Bull Connor would triumph. When dogs attacked children and high-powered water hoses knocking down the strongest of young men and women, knocking them off their feet, it was then that they sang it. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. And I thought of this also in reflecting on the context of the transfiguration event. Because right before this, Jesus began to make it clear to his disciples that he had to go up to Jerusalem, that he would suffer many things, be tortured at the hands of the Jewish authorities, and that he would be killed. It was at this that Peter took him aside and said, No, Lord, this can never happen to you. And as we know, Jesus rebuked him and said, Get behind me, Satan. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. So it's with these words, your thoughts are not God's thoughts. These words perhaps still burning in their ears that Peter, James, and John were led up a high mountain. They were shaken, frightened, perhaps even disillusioned. They didn't know what Jesus was doing and where he was leading them. They were clueless. Their minds were confused. The song goes, When my way is dark as night, I know the Lord will be my light. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. So Jesus takes them up the mountain. We don't know what they talked about on the way. We don't know if Jesus told them about what was going to happen. What we do know is the account by Matthew that is very similar in Mark and Luke. The appearance of Jesus changing radically, his face dazzling like the sun, his clothes white as light. Peter gets excited, of course, and wants to build three shrines there. And then, the voice from the cloud says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on the prize. Open your ears and your minds and your hearts. This is my beloved Son. Open yourselves up to him in every circumstance, whether in light or in darkness, whether in clarity or confusion, whether in suffering or in joy. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come to me, I am the way. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on." What really happened? The voice was similar to what had been heard at Jesus' baptism by John in the River Jordan. "My beloved Son, listen to him." The voice comes from the cloud. As with other instances in the Bible, the cloud symbolizes the presence of God. Artists and poets and painters and musicians have tried to portray this scene. Peter, James, and John tried to fathom it, and they fall prostrate to the ground and they close their eyes. They were very much afraid, a fear that often accompanies an awe-inspiring experience of God. Jesus goes to them, touches them, and says, "Rise, do not be afraid." And when the disciples opened their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. So why has the church inserted this transfiguration event into our Lenten reflection? It's every year, you know, the second Sunday of Lent. I think that the transfiguration highlights that the focus of our Lenten prayer is the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. It's the passion and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and not any acts of devotion on our part that brings about the ultimate blessing of God. It's a glimpse into the future glory of Jesus, a glory which through grace we will be able to share. And so we too try to imagine it, to take it inside of us, to bring it to our own contemplative spirit, a foretaste of trying to imagine the resurrected Jesus and our own resurrection when we die. Oh my God, what is that going to be like? Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on.